Zionist war criminal, Palestine activist vandalized Churchill statue at Parliament. By Oliver J.J. Lane on February 27, 2026. The large bronze statue of British hero and wartime Prime Minister Sir Winston Churchill in Parliament Square has again been defaced, this time by pro-Palestine attackers. Winston Churchill's statue outside Britain's Houses of Parliament. The national legislature his personality dominated for 40 years as a member, government minister, and two-time prime minister has been vandalized overnight. The statue in plinth was painted with messages in red, including Zionist war criminal, free Palestine, stop the genocide, globalize the intifada, and never again is now. A fourth side was tagged in Dutch, with messages including Greeten uit Den Haag, greetings from The Hague, and Kapna, cut it out rendered phonetically for the distinctive lower-class Hague accent. Update 1300, police make arrest. Metropolitan police say they have made an arrest. Their statement related. Overnight, the Winston Churchill statue in Parliament Square was graffitied with red paint. Officers were on scene within 2 minutes of being alerted shortly after 4 a.m. A 38-year-old man is in custody having been arrested on suspicion of racially aggravated criminal damage. The BBC now reports Dutch pro-Palestine activist group Free the Filt in 24 has claimed responsibility for the vandalism. The group's name refers to a group of prisoners taken by the British government after a Palestine direct action group raided a defence factory belonging to Elbit Systems UK in Filton, Bristol. There is no indication yet of whether the arrested male is British or a Dutch migrant. The original story continues below. After the vandalism was discovered, Westminster Council employees wrapped the statue in black plastic. Later, a crew of heritage cleaning professionals started to remove the paint. Last year, London's Metropolitan Police stated that in the wake of the Australia Bondi Beach and England synagogue anti-Semitic attacks, use of the phrase globalize the intifada in public protests would trigger arrest because violent acts have taken place. The context has changed, words have meaning and consequence. We will act decisively and make arrests. The Metropolitan Police has not yet made a statement on the vandalism nor given any update on arrests. Sir Winston Churchill's statue has become a frequent target for protests in recent years, to the extent that it has even spent a period in 2020 completely covered up, entombed in a box similar to the protection given to statues in the Second World War from bomb blasts. The phrase "Churchill was a racist" has been painted on his statue at least twice. Once by hard-left green group Extinction Rebellion and another by Black Lives Matter.